It's where the windshield wiper was invented. It's where the first 911 call was ever made. And it's the state that Christmas was first recognized as an official holiday.
At one time or another, authors Harper Lee, Zora Neale Hurston, Fanny Flagg, and Truman Capote all called this place home, though you might not be able to read their books there today. It's where the first rocket to ever put a man on the moon was built, and it's home of the nation's oldest and largest Veterans Day parade.
You're listening to Queer Money episode 483, and today we're sharing the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly city in Alabama. Now on with the show.
The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission.
David.
Yes.
This is the last state in our affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities series. Can
I
you
know.
believe it?
Yeah, can you? We've been doing this for 50 weeks now. Well,
Well, longer,
51,
actually.
because we did have a bonus episode in the middle to talk
A
about.
bonus to the bonus.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's crazy. I consider it quite an accomplishment. I'm proud of us.
Yes.
And I'm proud of you all for sticking with us. Thank you very much.
Yeah, exactly.
Hang on. We're going to be breaking down some of the data that we've collected over the last year, a little bit further into different categories to provide more valuable information for listeners. As well as many of you have asked, can we take this on a global level? We're trying to research right now if we can actually start to find the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities in other countries. We actually have a talk with a organization in 2 weeks to see if maybe we can use them as a data source. So more to come on that. Fingers crossed we can make it work because we want to kind of compare apples to apples, not
Yeah,
have it be,
that's really hard to do
yeah.
as
So we're trying
country
to
to country to country.
figure out how we can do that. But we're working on it, folks.
Yeah. All right. So, Alabama. Again, we have a red state that has one city that got a 100 on the Municipal Equality Index that HRC does every year. And it's great to see this, that we have more and more red states that are finding there are pockets of blue within those states, especially when you consider the fact like states like Delaware doesn't even have one, which is a blue state.
Yeah.
So it's great to see this, although Alabama's LGBTQ plus adult population is below the national average at around 4.6%, but that still means there's roughly 173,000 LGBTQ folks living in this state, and these are adults. Not this doesn't include individuals who are below the age of 18. Although Equaldex does give the state a 60 out of 100, it's actually one of the lowest states on their list of states when it comes to equality and policies that are in place. There was a tie for the state for the winner, but because one of them is the city that got a 100 and the other one is the city that got a 40, I bet you can tell which one we went with, right?
And I'll caveat the winner that we're going with. We actually have a longer best of section, in part because I can already hear the comments being like gays don't live in Alabama. And they actually have the winner actually has quite a history
Yeah.
that we wanted to make sure we share. So that's a little bit longer at the end. So that being said, well, let me get on with it. The runner-up, the official runner-up, is Tuscaloosa. Tuscaloosa.
Easy for you to say.
I know, right? So why did Tuscaloosa get the runner-up position? Well, HRC gave it a Municipal Equality Index rating of 52. It's the second highest for Alabama. Home values coming at $211,000 per property, which is the middle for the state. Rents average $1,477 a month per property for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment, the second highest for Alabama. Cost of living is 88.6% of the national average, which is the third highest for the state. Average income is $62,000 a year, which is the third highest for the state. And median income comes in at $46,000 a year, which is also the third highest for Alabama. And many of you have asked us to highlight whenever there is a larger than average LGBT, I'm sorry, Black or African American population. And Tuscaloosa has a 42.9% population that's Black or African American.
Yeah, that's nice. I think it's the second highest for that particular city. Tired of all the credit card offers you get from your current credit scoring app? Download CreditWise by Capital One today to avoid them. So, as you know, folks, we are continuing our Queer City series. If you're watching on YouTube, you can catch the whole series up here. If you are listening, click the link in your podcast player. Last week, we visited the second of the last state, Alaska. Again, if you're watching on YouTube, you can watch the video up here. If you're listening, click the link in your podcast player.
This week's podcast love comes from Christian Page, who says on Apple Podcasts, "This podcast is a masterclass in thoughtful dialogue." Well, thank you. I consider that's a direct compliment to me.
Thoughtful.
About the most pressing and often unique financial issues faced by the LGBTQ plus community. Well, thank you, Christian. We appreciate that. If you feel the need to give us a rating and review on your favorite podcast player, please do so, or comment on this video and give us a thumbs up.
All right. So let's talk about winners, right?
The first winner.
Yeah, exactly. As I mentioned, there was a tie, and the tie was between Montgomery and Birmingham. But we really wanted to give the winner to the one that has the 100. So why Montgomery? Montgomery is kind of the runner up to the winners. And that's because its HRC Municipal Equality Index score was a 40. Although that was the third highest for the state, we didn't feel like giving a city with a 40 out of 100 the winning crown.
Gotta
right?
Be better.
Exactly. Home values for the city come in at $137,000, which is the second lowest in the state. Rent comes in at $1,246 a month, which is the third lowest in the state. Cost of living, a whopping 79%, which was the lowest in
That's
the state.
Crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Although with that comes lower incomes, which is the average income comes in at $54,000, which is the third lowest in the state, and median income $42,000, which was right in the middle.
So Birmingham is the winner, winner, winner. And why is that? Well, as you could probably already figured out, it is the city in Alabama to score the 100 on Human Rights Campaign's Municipal Equality Index, the highest and only in the state. So awesome. Home values average $105,000 per property, the lowest in the state. Okay. So those two right there, I mean, that's the whole show.
Yeah.
Rents average $1,244 per month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment, the second lowest for the state. Cost of living is 87% of the national average, the middle for Alabama. Average income is $51,000 a year, which is the second lowest for Alabama. And median income is $40,000 a year, also the second lowest for Alabama.
Yeah, so some good things about Birmingham. I'll say this. This clearly, to me, seems like a city that would be a great place for LGBT folks who are on a limited income looking to go somewhere warm to retire. It's a red state. It is humid, but these data points on cost of living being so low, if you are really struggling on a low income and you want to be in a place that is warm, you might have to look to cities like this. But yeah, Here's some other great things about Birmingham. It is known as the Magic City and the Pittsburgh of the South, partly because of its steel and iron industries. It has elected several gay officials to public office, which is awesome. Here's a city that is standing out in the state. Obviously, there are several gayborhoods. According to gayrealestate.com, Crestwood, Eastlake, and Homewood are the pockets in Birmingham where you can find a higher concentration of LGBT folks, as well as bars and various services. Shout Film Festival has been part of Birmingham Sidewalk Film Festival since 2006,
nice.
Right? So we're going on year 17 here. Central Alabama Pride has been hosting Alabama's largest Pride Festival since 1980.
Whoa.
Right? Which back then only brought a whopping 250 people, but obviously it's grown since
then.
Still
a fun party, if you ask me.
Right. And clearly the folks in this city like to get out and have fun. In 1982, the New South Softball League founded the Southern Shootout Tournament to create the best LGBTQ plus softball tournament in the South. And it is now the longest consecutively running LGBTQ plus softball tournament in North America.
That's
so
really awesome.
If you like watching pitchers and catchers.
David. There's also the annual Arty Party, which presented by the Birmingham AIDS Outreach, and proceeds go to Birmingham AIDS Outreach, the Magic City Wellness Center, and the Magic City Acceptance Center. That's all pretty cool. The hot bars to be are Al's on 7th and the Quest Club. If you're looking for support services, check out Magic City Wellness Center and also check out P Flag Birmingham. For those of us who like to eat, It's known for its barbecue. So yeah. Check out Myra's Pit Barbecue and also check out Full Moon's Barbecue. And then, likewise, the Black and African American population there is about 68.6.
Yeah, so it's it looks like the Birmingham is a mecca for African Americans. So congratulations to Tuscaloosa, Montgomery, and Birmingham.
Financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.
So we've now covered all 50 states, and we will continue to use this year's worth of data to further break down information about the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities. On next Thursday's Queer Money Bonus episode is an example of this. We are going to look at the top 10 most affordable, most gay friendly cities so far, part two, which is the last 25 states that we've looked at. We'll pull out the top 10 cities in those 25 states.
If you'd like to see the results from all the cities in each state that we analyze, please go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player. Or if you're watching on YouTube, click the link right here. Thank you and have a great weekend.